Now, in the studio with us today, we've got Ulrich Steiner. He's from the Thin Films and Interfaces Group at Cambridge University. Sounds like the reverse of widescreen TV, Ulrich. But you're actually here to talk about some exciting new materials you're working on, which is a fancy new form of Teflon, which is ultra-slippery. So tell us about that.
Well, the material itself is actually not so special. It's just Teflon. What's different is the way how we make the coating. Normal Teflon is a rather smooth coating, and we know materials don't stick to it. And if one changes the way how one puts down the coating, it becomes even more slippery or even more hydrophobic.
So well, let's look at Teflon to start with. Why is that slippery?
Materials don't stick to it, and that has to do with the fact that it has a very low surface energy. Materials that have high surface energy, these are materials other materials would stick to, water would stick to it, or whatever else you put on it. Teflon doesn't like to be covered by any other material, and that's why it doesn't stick to it.
And one interesting thing that's always going around on these email lists is sort of 101 questions you never know the answer to. And one of them is, well, if Teflon's so unsticky, how do you stick it to the pan?
Yeah, that's actually a good one. You need to do a number of different steps, which DuPont, that's the company in the U.S. that makes Teflon, has a detailed protocol. So you first need to make the material rough, so you basically sandblast it to make it rough. Then you need to put a layer of a material down, a so-called primer, to which the Teflon will stick. Now, I can't tell you what the primer is about because DuPont will not tell me what it is, so you'll just have to use it. And they have worked out how this all goes.
So it's not just a flippant question. There is actually quite a lot of thought that has to go into solving that problem.
Oh, yes, absolutely, because Teflon doesn't stick to things, so it also doesn't stick to the surface you want to put it down on. So that's it's a technological challenge, and, of course, people have worked that out and know how to do it.
And the step forward that you're now exploring, what's that?
Well, this is an effect that is known for a long time, and it's also known from plants, for example, and also animals. There are surfaces that are called superhydrophobic. These are surfaces that water doesn't stick to at all. So if you put a drop of water down on a surface like this, it forms nearly a perfect pearl-like sphere. And, for example, the lotus plant, the leaves of the lotus plants have that property, and that's why this effect is also called lotus effect. But you can also observe it in the garden. If you go out in the morning, you see some of the drops, the water is just sliding off these plants. And this comes from the fact that these waters have a rough surface. They have a certain surface texture.
So they've got sort of anatomical Teflon on the leaf. So what is the leaf doing? If you zoom in on the surface, you're saying it's rough. What is it doing to repel water in that way? And why should a rough surface, paradoxically, repel water like that?
The surface of the leaf has small wax structures and wax needles, and water sits on top of these needles and actually doesn't really touch the surface of the plant itself, the surface of the leaf itself. And so the plants and also some of the animals, like butterflies, for example, have these surfaces to keep clean. And it's thought that they do that in order to prevent being infected from spores and so on. And so the step forward that we did is we said, well, let's try and copy nature. Let's try to make these structures not from natural materials, but from something that we are more used to. And we chose to use Teflon.
So how do you apply your surface? You can put it on anything, can you, and make it really slippery?
What we do is we essentially do exactly the same thing that people do when they coat a Teflon frying pan. So we are following all the steps that the manufacturer of Teflon tells us we have to do. There are two little tricks that we play, which make the top coating then porous. So one of the trick is we add something in, we add small particles in, and these particles burn away during the treatment of the surface.
And that makes it rough.
Making the surface rough. And the second thing is certain spray technology. We spray it on in a way that the top surface stays rough in the end.
So can we see it working? I saw you playing around with a spoon earlier,
yes,
so I know you have brought something to show.
I have
it.
A spoon here. Unfortunately, you can't see it through the radio, which is a pity. It's a spoon that I covered. I have a drop of water on it, and you can see if you move the spoon around that this water just moves around with it. It doesn't stick to it at all.
And if you tip that water off? off. Yes. It'll just fall. Oh my God. You know when, I'll just describe this to people at home, when you tip something off of a surface, off of a spoon or something, it grips and adopts some of the shape of the surface it's just flowed from, doesn't it? Well, I've just seen this come off as a perfect droplet from the spoon. It's quite beautiful, actually.
It's kind of this glass bead, really, almost.
That is
just
phenomenal.
Sitting on top of the spoon and moving independently. It's
so
amazing.
If you were to dip that in something really sticky, honey, what would happen?
Well, the honey would also just bead up, make a drop, and if you turn it, it will also just roll off the spoon.
Like water.
Like water, slower than water, because honey is slower, but it will eventually completely leave the spoon. Nothing will stay behind on the spoon. Also, if you put a powder on it, just some dirt, and you then add some water onto it, the water will just move that piece of dirt off at that surface. And I think I demonstrated this just before the show to one of the two.
Yeah, we had chocolate cake.
We cleaned the spoon.
Okay, so chocolate cake aside, and speaking of which, my wife bakes us a cake each week, and I had a suggestion this week. We should have a cake of the week as well as question of the week. That's coming up later. But cake of the week this week is a rather wonderful fridge cake, chocolate and digestive biscuits. Very agreeable. It's got raisins in it too, just in case anyone's feeling
peckish.
Very nice.
It's
We've had about three bits each. But what would be the applications of this technology, Uri?
We are still trying to work this out, but evident things are, of course, surfaces that are easy to clean that could be both in the household, but it could also be for industrial applications, like, for example, machine parts that are not easily accessible, and then you can clean it by just spraying water over it.
What about clothing? Could you decorate clothing with a similar technique so that furniture, shoes, clothing needs less care, needs less washing?
Well, that's not one of the things we're thinking along, because I think that's fibers, I think, could be made more easily self-cleaning. Another thing would be in the medical or biomedical technology, surfaces that where dirt doesn't stick to are easy to clean. They're more hygienic.
Does that include bacteria? Because you're saying dirt can't stick. If bacteria can't stick, I'm thinking of things you want to implant in the body. We're talking about prosthetics and biomaterials this week as well. Could this be a very good sort of bacterial shunning surface so that prostheses can't get infected, hip replacements can't get infected?
I know too little about this to say yes or no. I would think for implants it's probably not that good because they have rather complicated surface requirements. I was thinking more in terms of things like syringe needles and materials that you use in a medical environment and that need to be cleaned, easily cleanable, need to be hygienic. These kind of things.
I was thinking he was going to say they were so slippery they just slide in without you feeling them and it doesn't hurt. But anyway, thank you very much. That's Ulrich Stein. He's from the Thin Films and Interfaces Group at Cambridge University with an amazing new application of Teflon, which is so slippery that water just flies off it like a beautiful pearly drop.